Haunted Lantern presents. The Starport Inn. Episode 17.
Hey, Sheriff. Sorry, I'm here.
Thanks. Needed the refresher. Everything all right, though? You're usually much more prompt, and it's already nearly noon. I was starting to get worried.
Yeah, everything's fine. I just needed the morning off. My cousin Janine just had her second kid this morning.
I heard. Congrats. Glad they're both doing all right.
I haven't gotten to see the kid yet, but I heard he's big and happy. Janine needed the rest by the time I got there. Seeing the rest of the family apparently took it out of her. Took a whole 4 hours longer than expected, though, so that's probably part of it. I don't know if we would have been up at 6 had we known, but babies will do as babies do. And we can't exactly rush the process, you know?
Why didn't you get to see him?
My family doesn't hang out at the hospital when a kid is born. We go to the family's house and get things ready, you know. Make sure the kitchen's clean, the nursery is stocked and ready. Any current kids are fed and dressed, etc., etc. There's too many of us to fit in the hospital at one time. At least not reasonably. So we go see them in shifts when it's time.
I bet she appreciates that, coming home to a clean, stocked house.
Oh yeah, definitely. Her husband will too, I bet, since it means he won't need to do it.
Well, hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I gotta go on a call to the edge of town, and I'm gonna need you with me, Hunter. Can't risk going to the swamp alone, and it sounds like we might need to.
Sheriff, do you need Hunter specifically?
Not exactly, just physical and probably emotional support, considering whose house we're going to.
Then let me go with you. Hunter can stay here, get a second to sit down and drink his coffee, and you'll still have backup.
I mean, if you want to go. I didn't want to take you from finding this monster thing myself.
Yeah, I think a second to take my eyes off it all will be good for me. There just aren't that many good leads, you know.
Fair enough. Hunter, you good to hold down the fort?
Yes, sir. I'll be right here.
Before you get out of the car, let me give you a... Warning sounds too bad, but a warning all the same.
Alright, what's up?
The call we're on is from Todd and Abigail Newhouse. They're what we call old money, if you're familiar with the term, and they're not always pleasant. We always get the worst of it, because we show up when they're already not having it. But I figured I should warn you that they're the kind of person you have to be real careful around. I wouldn't be surprised if they decided to sue the FBI, if that gives you an idea of how far they're willing to take a situation.
Yeah. Rich, white, entitled. I know the type. Trust me, I've worked in New York. They've got old money up there, too, but thanks for the warning. I appreciate it.
Finally! You should have been here ages ago.
Morning, Abby. What seems to be the problem?
It's absolutely outrageous that it would take you this long. Well, I told your receptionist, so you should already know what's wrong. But since you asked, there is something screaming out behind our house. Toddy and I could hardly sleep for it. Also, I'm not going to throw a fit over it, but I am not comfortable with you bringing a trainee into our house. This is a serious issue. You're really devaluing it by making it a training run for your new new deputy or whatever. I can't believe you, of all people, would be so disrespectful of our time.
Ma'am, this isn't a trainee. This is Agent Weaver with the FBI.
The sheriff wanted additional hands and eyes on the case and felt my presence was necessary. I assure you, ma'am, I take every case I'm on very seriously.
Well, okay, fine. Yes, well, shouldn't you be saying that sooner? You have to tell me if you're the FBI, or it's entrapment.
Of course, ma'am. We just wanted to get right to it. Now, is that screaming what you've been hearing?
Yes. It's been going on like that all night. My husband and I bought a home in Beaufort Estates because we were told that it would be quiet. This isn't quiet.
Of course, ma'am. Do you have a back door we can head out of? We need to check around the outside of the house to make sure it's nothing nearby.
I don't think your warning was quite adequate, Sheriff. She's, well, a lot, even for being old money.
Yeah, I was hoping she wouldn't be in such a fucking snit when we got here, but guess not sleeping much has her on edge. Important part is she ain't wrong, though. I can hear something, but I can't tell what yet. Glad there's something out here, though. Had her call us before for sounds out in the swamp, and it was nothing but a horny fox. Uncanny, but not too odd.
Why do you tolerate people like her?
Sometimes it's easier to buckle down and deal with it. She don't call often and it usually ain't that much of a problem. She and her husband might not be pleasant, but they ain't said anything awful yet, so as long as they aren't making false calls, we just deal with it. Either way, I think that sound is coming from the swamp. Says something about how loud it is, considering we're all the way out here.
Let me see if I can get a couple of clean seconds on this recorder for later. We'll want to be able to analyze it, I imagine. So then, what do you think it is?
Honestly? Ain't like nothing I've ever heard, and I've heard some shit. I'd still guess it's some kind of animal, but there's something wrong about it if it is.
Part of me thinks it's not an animal, but I can't figure out why. It's just, there's something oddly human about it.
Yeah, it's definitely weird. Either way, probably best for us not to go out there right now, considering we ain't prepped for any kind of wild animal encounter. We can head back to the station, and I'll call animal control to give it a look over.
I agree we should probably regroup at the station, considering I'm pretty sure neither of us thought this was going to be anything from the start, but what happens if animal control finds a person?
They call us and we send people out. They just got the nets and shit to deal with any kind of animal out there, rabbit or not. So I figured they get the first pass instead of me sending out one of my guys, only for them to get bit by some kind of fucked up bear or whatever.
I'm going out there with them then. If on nothing else but the fact that I don't think it's an animal, and you'll probably want someone out there to get back up ASAP if it's not.
I figure you would. We usually send an officer with animal control for safety reasons, and I figured you'd want that, which is why I didn't mention it.
Don't get too familiar there, Sheriff. I won't be here forever.
Well, how are you fixing this?
Well, ma'am, there's clearly something out in the swamp making that noise, but at this point in time, we're not prepared to go far enough into the swamp to find it. So, here's what's gonna happen. We're gonna head back to the station and contact animal control. Best guess is some kind of sick animal, and they're best to deal with it. They'll come out and find this thing as soon as they get themselves together, and we'll address the rest of it from there.
You better hope that they catch that beast before tonight. I need my beauty rest.
We're gonna do our best to work on a timeline that gets this done efficiently, but also safely, ma'am. Now, do you have any more questions? Right. Well, we're gonna head back and get on that. Have a good afternoon, Abby. Let's go catch ourselves whatever the fuck that is, then. The sound was coming from behind the new house's place, and it was pretty faint, so I imagine it's probably a couple miles deep in there. Service Road 8 runs back along the path you're taking, so if you get into shit, that's where we can get the cruisers through. Agent Weaver is going with y'all since they have radio contact with the station. Y'all got your shit?
Locked and loaded, Sheriff. Don't worry, bud. We got this. Just tag along and don't get in the way, yeah?
One, it's Agent, not Bud. Two, it would honestly be better if you stayed out of my way, as I'm not compromising my job for you.
Come on, let's just go, Chad. Thanks, Sheriff Taylor.
What the heck is that? Is it a tree?
Yeah, it's kind of a local landmark, honestly, though most people don't come out to see it considering it's this deep in the swamp. I think the fact that it got split in half and yet still lives makes it endearing, so people like it.
What happened to split it in half like that? Most trees aren't shaped like an L, at least not living ones.
There is a series of freak weather patterns sometime in the early 1970s. Local word says that the tree was struck by lightning, which caused it to split, and then the same storm spawned a freak tornado which pulled it to shape. Of course, no one saw it happen, but that's what people say happened. Up to you if you believe any of it.
The tornado was real, and we know that much for sure. Did more damage to the swamp than anything, but it's public record that it happened. Especially because it happened in mid-January. Even being a coastal town, we don't get weather like that often, especially in midwinter.
Do you all have a lot of freak weather?
Here and there, not more than anywhere else. Or at least not so far as we can tell.
Alright, staring at the tree and talking rumors and folklore is very fascinating and all, but we need to keep moving. Come on, Chase.
For the record, we found some kind of cave, and it sounds like whatever is screaming is inside. Do either of you have record of this cave entrance?
What, like on a map? Not that I know of.
You'd be surprised at how little the swamp we actually have on maps. It changes too often to get more than a quarter of it solidly mapped out at any one time. Sometimes we'll get a whole section done and have it stay that way for a while, but even then, other sections are likely shifting in the tides and undoing their work.
So it wouldn't be normal to find a backpack at a cave entrance, considering no one should really know about it. There's 6 phones of various makes and models, all turned off, and a decent amount of first aid supplies. Someone knew they'd be out here for a bit, at the very least, but considering I don't see any clothes, food, or water, it probably wasn't meant to be overnight.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Is anyone in there?
Is anyone in there?
Hello?
Is anyone in there? Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
My name is Agent Weaver. We're here to help. Can you tell us where you are? Where you are? Where you are?
I want to play. Will you play with me?
You're not even supposed to be out here. We're not playing. We have a job to do, and we can't spend time playing.
Chad?
No. I don't give a fuck who you are. You're not my boss, and you can't tell me what to do. We're not here to play your stupid games, kid. We're taking you back to town and calling your parents so you can get out of here and stop wasting our time.
Station, this is Agent Weaver. We have a 1033 officer down. Please respond. Over.
10-4 Agent. Officers are on their way to service Route 8. Can be there. Over.
Left! Go left! The service road is that way!
Agent Weaver, the hell happened? You alright? Where's Chad?
Chad was attacked by something. We don't know what. We ran so it didn't come after us, but we have to go back for him.
Nothing doing, Agent. Tide's coming back in. By the time we get back out there, the whole area will be flooded out.
Sheriff, Chad might be alive back there, and even if he isn't, I'm sure there's people there now. We found a bag with supplies before we ran into that thing, and I'm pretty sure what we recorded in the cave were people.
Agent, you've been out there for hours, which meant that entire area is going to be underwater in less than 45 minutes. You're lucky it didn't catch you up in it. If I'd have known you'd been gone that long, I'd warned you.
Hours? Sheriff, we weren't even out there an hour. It can't be... Well, shit. It didn't feel like hours, but...
Yeah, it happens. Ain't the first time someone's lost track of time out there. It's like it messes with people, you know? Like, time don't work right. Either way, this is what we meant, Agent, when we said we don't chase monsters we can't catch. Going back to that cave right now ain't safe for anyone, and I don't want to lose more people on the hope that Chad is still alive. We ain't gonna leave a man behind, but we gotta be able to do it safely if we can't even confirm that he's still kicking.
I think Chad's dead. I saw what happened. Chad had done what Chad does. Swore at it, you know? And this thing, this little ball of flame just wham! Right into him, and he was on fire. He was screaming. I know there's a chance, but being on fire like that, I don't think anyone could survive that.
Yeah, that sounds like something you wouldn't survive well if that's what happened. We'll go back out when the tide goes down in a couple hours, Agent. I can promise you that. And we will do our best to find Chad, dead or alive, and bring him home. But we're not getting ourselves killed for someone we can't confirm is alive, especially since we still don't know what fucking actually killed him.
Fine.
Well, there's good news at least. His ankle is sprained, but otherwise both of you seem to check out.
It's probably because we didn't yell at whatever that thing was. It seemed to be pretty targeted in its rage.
And I had my shark vertebra, so that helped. Actually, come to think of it, Chad said something about leaving his dog whistle in the car. Maybe that had something to do with it. Though, telling a monster to fuck off is definitely part of it.
Right then, let's all get back to the station and regroup while we wait. Chase, you should stick with the EMS just in case. I don't disbelieve y'all, but I also don't want to discount the idea that you'd inhaled something making you see things, or possibly worse. Better you hang with people who can help you if something does happen. Weaver, you feel fine to ride along with me?
Yeah, I didn't get injured. I hope you feel better, and my condolences about Chad.
Thanks, Agent.
The Starport Inn, written and produced by J.D. Dennis and K.D. Lalonde, with music by Liam P. Vaughn. Find us at linktree.com/thestarportinn, or email us at thestarportinn@gmail.com. This has been a Haunted Lantern production. Thanks for listening.